The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 539. It's the 22nd of July, 2016. On the podcast today, I have CEO of Kibo Mining, K-I-B-O. That's Louis Coutier, discusses the two latest positive news releases, which are today's net smelter royalty agreement with Arcasia and previously operations and maintenance agreement for the Empire power plant. Also on the podcast, Nicola Duke, technical analyst, charts the following stocks: Highland Natural Resources, Blenheim Natural Resources, 88 Energy, CloudTag, and Kibo Mining. And it's good news on the Kibo front. Also on the podcast today, I have today's top five most followed companies on Vox Markets. And there's a few surprises in there, but one not surprising. One's a surprise because there's no change. But I'll get to that in a bit. And also, one for the watch list, suggested by Bernard Cribbings. Don't know if the name's accurate. The details are, though, the facts in the suggestion are accurate, but, you know, do your own research on this. Any company that's mentioned or suggested on this podcast, please, if it takes your fancy, then please do your own research. Anyway, I'll come to that one for your watch list in a bit.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Kibo Mining, ticker K-I-B-O. It's Louis Coutier. You all right, Louis?
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, tell me where you are at the moment.
I'm in Dublin at the moment, just finishing off last business after yesterday's annual general shareholders meeting.
Excellent. Good. I say, you get about. I've been in South Africa, in London, in Dublin. Wow. Do you have one of the loyalty mileage schemes? Are you clocking up the miles?
Yeah. No. That's, as I said earlier, somebody has to do it, I suppose.
Somebody has to. Well, it's good to see you working hard. Now, Louis, you've done this before. You're probably an expert at it. Let's give us a one-minute pitch as to what the company's all about, please. Kibo Mining.
Yeah, Justin, Kibo is a single-country-focused multi-commodity developer in Tanzania, where we have various flagship projects that we're developing at the moment. The three projects that we're focusing most of our attention on at the moment is our Hameti nickel project, then also our gold project in Lake Victoria, which is the subject of this morning's announcement, and then of course our big flagship project, the Mbeya Coal to Power project in the south of Tanzania.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about today's RNS announcement, net smelter royalty agreement with Arcasia. What's all that about? I mean, shareholders seem to like it. You're up by 7%. Can you explain what this is about, please, Louis?
Well, it's all about the build-up on, or actually the process in which we are finalizing and preparing for the transaction that we've announced a little while ago with Lake Victoria Gold, where we are busy amalgamating or consolidating our Inwera project with Lake Victoria Gold's Inwera project. Now, what we've done here is there was still a residual equity interest that we had from dating back from the Barrick days, now with Acacia. And all we did was to tidy all of this up properly and convert that into a 2% net smelter royalty.
Okay, marvelous stuff. And how are all the other projects going? Are they all on track? I mean, you seem to be, the share price seems to be reacting nicely. Is everything on track elsewhere?
Yes, we are. We're actually making really good progress at the moment. The announcement this morning is further evidence of that. We are making good progress in finalizing and completing the transaction with Lake Victoria Gold at the moment. We've put out a number of announcements over the last month concerning the Mbeya Coal to Power project, the latest one being the announcement that we put out on the expression of interest for the O&M contractors, and then if you would allow me maybe to just give a bit of perspective on that specific one.
And yeah, definitely, really because go for it.
It's very important to understand the importance of the operation of the O&M contractor. During development, your big important guy is your EPC contractor, which is a big cost component in the building and construction of the power plant. But when you finish with that, when you start your operations, then obviously you need somebody else to look after that. Completely different set of skills, different set of expertise, and that is where the O&M contractor comes in. Now, in the build-up and in the completion of the integrated bankable feasibility study, these two inputs from a cost perspective are really important. One, from a cost point of view, but two, also from the quality of contractor that you can attract. And that's why we were so pleased with this week's announcement that we now have the EPC side of the project properly covered, and we believe we have the O&M side of it properly covered as well. And that is a very, very significant step forward in the final development of the MCPP getting ready for financial close.
And I see that there's a commitment for the entire life of the mine, of the plant, isn't it?
Well, that's also very significant, Justin, because normally these things are sort of divided into phases, but we see enough confidence at this point in time from those companies that express interest that they are comfortable enough to be willing to commit over the life of the plant.
I see, marvellous. And so, in the timeline now, what's the next thing you're looking at?
Well, as we said several times, we are working day and night at the moment to get to a point where we can conclude and finalize the integrated bankable feasibility so that we can commence with financial close activities and get that process going properly. In parallel, some activities in that work stream is already happening, but the integrated bankable feasibility is the next big thing on the MCPP. And then, of course, on the Emeru project, it is to execute and finalize the definitive agreement with them, which, as per this morning's email, we are very close to getting done now.
Marvellous. Well, Louis, you'd be pleased to know you were in the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets website yesterday, and I want to get you up to number one if you can. So give investors there three reasons why they should follow you on Vox Markets.
Well, Justin, I think the reasons haven't changed from our previous interviews, and that is that we have, in our opinion, some really good projects of merit, projects that are developing very quickly at the moment, that are well positioned in the market, that seems to regain its appetite for resource in the resources sector. There are more projects is well positioned. Our Mbeya coal to power project is making really good progress. That is imminent in terms of realizing good value as well. And then the whole environment in which we are doing our business, as I've said before, in Tanzania, that is very friendly towards these sort of investments. And thirdly, the ability of the extended team to make these things happen and to get them to a point where they actually materialize.
Marvellous. And before you leave Dublin, Louis, have you had a pint of Guinness yet?
Definitely so. I don't think they would have allowed me in if I didn't commit to have a pint or two during the time that I'm here.
Yeah, you can't go to Dublin and not have a pint of Guinness. It's almost a crime. So well done, Louis. You're working hard. And I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Justin. All of the
best. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Wake.
It's a Friday. That means joining me on the podcast right now is the UK's best technical analyst, I should say. I always have problems saying that word. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I'm very good, thank you.
What do you think of the market so far, this week?
I'm still bullish. People keep trying to sell it. Stop trying to sell it.
Yeah, well, I saw a stat by this guy, he's a stat man, and he said something about the S&P. So when it's risen from a 20% rise from the low, the start of the year, the S&P always ends up higher than it is at the moment. So apparently that he's seen the S&P being higher in America at the end of the year than it is now. And of course, I mean, up until yesterday, 9 days on a row, the Dow, you know, rose. And today, and yesterday, Thursday, went down. But I mean, that's phenomenal, isn't it? 9 days in a row, positives. That is bullish, isn't it?
Really bullish. And I kind of thought we might get a bit of a pullback after Wednesday. You know, just when VIX options expire, just kind of how it is cyclically. But I think just honestly, too many people are trying to sell it. Too many people don't believe in it. But, you know, and I can see that quite often, you know, you'll see a market make new highs and all of a sudden everyone will go, oh, you know, you'll see profit taking. And, you know, if you see a market make new highs and then don't continue to push, sometimes it can be a bit of a warning sign that it's a false break and it's all going to roll over again. That doesn't happen so much in stocks, but it definitely does in stock indexes. But, you know, not this time. Like, the US indexes particularly have been really strong compared to the European ones. So,
well, do you know what's odd? We've just had a release of the PMI figures for June, right?
Shocking, shocking, yeah, PMI but numbers. And the FTSE went up 50 points. Why?
Yeah, I know, exactly. And go on.
We're back in it. This is the warped world of QE, where people think that bad data like this means that the Bank of England will do more easing or cut rates.
Yeah, because I mean, I literally put a stop order on my Persimmon shares. I bought them at 12.98. They're up to over 16 quid a couple of weeks back on Brexit. And I thought, do you know what? If this we're going into recession, highest bulls will take a hit here. And I pulled a stop order in at £16, and it hasn't dipped to that. And it was down close to that earlier on, but now it's rising a little bit more. They're down, but not as bad as they were. So yeah, it's like we're now in positive territory in the FTSE after really bad data. So there we are. Okay,
yeah, FTSE 100 really wants to go back to 6900, I think. So
okay,
don't fight it.
Yeah, don't fight the Fed and every other central bank.
Exactly.
Okay, Highland Natural Resources, HNR, is the first one was being suggested on this week's on Twitter and stuff like that. HNR, what do you think? So what are you seeing on the chart there, Nick?
Yeah, HNR has bottomed really nicely. You know, I like it, but it does have Fibonacci resistance at those highs from June. So the June highs at 31.59, 31.60. So I don't think we will hit trouble there, but we might. And this is a really good example. If people look at a chart, you know, in a trending market, a market will make a big move, a swing higher, and then it will retrace 50% of that last swing. And that's exactly what Highland Natural Resources did, retraced exactly 50% and then turns around, continues higher again, makes a new high. And so when you see it doing that, if it, you know, people always think, you know, 50% is quite a long way to come back. I'm not talking about from the lows or from zero, just of that last swing that it's made.
Okay. All right.
So we're talking about, you know, from the low on the 13th to the high on the 18th, it retraced exactly 50% and then continued higher. That's a really good sign of a trending market.
Marvellous. That's a 29.5 pence at the moment. Okay, next one is Blenheim Natural Resources. That's BNR. Let's type it in here, BNR. And we've got, what, 0.375 pence. It's been in a downtrend. not bad news after bad news here. They've disappointed quite a lot. So what's happening there? Is there any bottom?
Between 0.313 and 0.40, this is a really good Fibonacci reversal zone. And I really, really like the price action that we're seeing. I think there's a really good chance that we go higher from here. But to confirm it, it needs to get above that 20-day moving average, which we have not been able to do in months. And when we do, and that's at the moment at 0.394. So I think a daily close at 0.395 or 0.4, and we're on our way.
Okay, let's have a look at the next one, which is 88 Energy, our old friend here that we've covered quite a few times, very popular stock. And it's been going in a bit of a consolidation period here, isn't it? Going at 1.975 pence at the moment. But so what do you think here?
So 88 Energy had a really big swing from the January low to the March high. and it tried to retrace 50% and rallied, and it kind of stalled and failed. It's come back 61.8%. And, you know,
yeah, sorry.
That is a... It's okay, I can wait.
Go on, sorry, that's my calendar. So my next guest is ready. No, go on.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we've had a moving average cross. The 20s crossed above the 50. The problem I don't like about this one is we haven't quite... I really would have liked to see it test the 200-day moving average. And the RSI and the momentum indicators, you know, the oscillators are not quite going the right way. So I'd like to see this turn up again before I get excited. So... I would say so that if we get above 2.3, I think we've bottomed. But I think that the risk here is that we make another leg lower to point to 1.15. That's really, really good support. It's a no-brainer buy level. So down sort of 1.10 to 1.12, which is the highs from 2015, I would put a price alarm there because that's... fantastic area. I would buy that. So
okay, all right. Okay, next one. Another popular stock, CloudTag CTAG. It's been rallying strongly. And I think it's come off the high. They can. Oh, look at that! I've got a 50-day moving average there, and it's climbing up that 50-day moving average. If you see that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I kind of don't like the shape of this rally. That kind of choppy, corrective sideways. It's not. If you look at the rally that we had from May and June, which was impulsive and clean, this is really struggling to go higher. It looks like a bear flag. I think if we lose that 50-day, which is now at 4.7, so if you're long and we get a daily close below 4.7 or below the 50-day moving average, get out and wait because it looks like this one wants another leg lower.
Yeah, you would say that 50-day moving average. It is hovering over that the last one, two, three, four, double-digit trading days. So if it goes below that, you'd think, yeah, there's a problem.
I would say get out and get another leg lower. And I would wait for it to come back to the 200-day. And I think it will. You know, I think it'll come back to about 3, which if it loses the 50-day moving average, it's going to come back to about 3. So step aside if that happens and buy it back cheaper.
Okay. Well, the next company is all going well. A guest on the show, Kibo Mining. And what do you think here? K-I-B-O. K-I-I-B-O. Hey, go on.
Yeah. I keep looking at this and just willing it to get going because it's making really good signs of making a bottom and then just not quite getting that follow through to get higher, you know? Next time we get a daily close, in fact, we haven't had a daily close above 6.5 in this one. And we're really on our way, you know, and I'd really like to see it move away from this range at the bottom above 6.5 because my outside target for this is 20.6.
20.6? Wow. Well, listen, they have a huge potential here. They're a coal-to-power project in Tanzania there. So, and if you look at that, it's a nice range of higher lows, isn't it? Okay.
But if you look like at how it's behaving in this, so if you look in January, we broke below the 200-day moving average. We came back to retested it and make another leg lower. And then this time we've got above it. We came back at the end of June and found support on the 200-day moving average. And so I'm hoping for another leg higher now that really push us out of this range because I think if we can get out of this range, we'll get going. But... yeah, it's frustrating as hell, I tell you.
Okay, so, marvellous. Well, Nicholas, send us the charts there, and hopefully you doing the charts will act as some kind of, you know, calming mechanism somehow, if you're frustrated with it.
I hope so.
Okay, cathartic. Lovely, Nicholas. Have a nice weekend. Speak next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, it's time for today's top 5 most followed companies on Vox. And like I said, this is about sentiment. When a lot of people are starting to follow a company, it's worth doing your own research. And the best way to do that is follow it yourself, you know? And that way you can see what it's all about. And that's all you have to do is follow it, get the RNSs, and read. There's plenty of time to get into stocks. Stocks, you know, prices spike. They always come back. There's always more opportunities to get in. Don't jump in on the hype. Don't believe the hype. Anyway, here we are. top five. At five, it was in yesterday, Prospects Oil & Gas, PXOG. That was number one, I think, 2 days ago. At four, it's a new entry, Prox Armor, PROX. At three, it was on the podcast yesterday, I thought, excellent interview, Asia Met Resources, ARS. But when I say excellent interview, I mean by Tony, not by myself. That is blow my trumpet, isn't it? But no, you should listen to that. And I think you should put ARS on your watch list, definitely. I hold stock in this, I've got to say that. But I do believe in the story here. Number two, it's done very well. This was suggested to me a few weeks back, and I didn't have time to do the research, and it's literally blown the doors off this week. And I think Zach mentioned earlier, up 50% this week. It's Iron Ridge Resources, IRR. And at number one, for the second day on a trot, they were on the podcast 2 days ago, it's EVR Holdings. And like I said, if you believe in virtual reality, then put this company on your watch list. Their subsidiary, Melody VR, is all about VR. And that's why it's EVR8. So put that on your watch list if you think virtual reality is going to be big. Right, one for your watch list, by the way, suggested by listening to the podcast. It's suggested by Bernard Cribbins. I don't know if that's true, but Bernard, if it's you, I'm impressed. I'm, you know, massively impressed with your body of work. And right, said Freddy, happening, let the day fall off the loo. Tried to push it, couldn't even shift it. We were getting away. And so we had a couple of years. That's one of Bernard's songs. I'm not just singing that, you know, as a promote of nothing. By the way, Bernard's suggesting Codal Minerals, KOD. What does the company do? Sits and waits for some exciting JV results from this exciting JV partners. Check them out. How many shares does the company have an issue? An awful lot. I think it may be Bernard. He's got a... I think I know who this is. Bernard's got a bit of a sense of humour here. What's the current price and market cap of the company? 2.04 pence. What revenue and profit does the company generate? Zilch. They're an explorer. How much cash or debt does the company have? Recently raised £600,000. List three reasons why you think this company has potential. Number one, JV Partners world renowned. Two, JV Partners committing to $4.7 million of JV expenditure. Do you know what? Yeah, it rings a bell now. I had them on the podcast. I interviewed quite a few stocks, so some of them go by me. But I did buy this on the day and they shot up, I think, and I just sold out. But the potential is still there, obviously. Three, company has a new start at the bottom and completely under the radar. As such, Codal Minerals, KOD. Don't forget, nothing is, what you hear on this podcast, nothing is an incitement to buy or invest. This is just a stepping stone to do your own research. Thank you very much for listening. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.